Jesus, you're beautiful to me.
Wonderful, wonderful,
heavenly.
Yeah, when the Lord Jesus said here, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name, he wasn't going from having spent all this time talking about bearing fruit, I mean, at the very beginning of the chapter. He's talking about fruit. All through this chapter, he's talking about fruit. The vine, the branches, withering, being thrown away, bearing fruit, much fruit. He's talking about fruit all through here. He's talking about love all through here. He's talking about obedience all through here. These, particularly the first 17, not saying only, but particularly the first 17 verses of John chapter 15 are about love, obedience, and fruit. So when he gets down here in the last part of verse 16 and says, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name, he is not suddenly going from talking about love, obedience, and fruit to now talking about money, cars, houses, great athletic performances, whatever. The whatever is not all-inclusive. The whatever is referring to everything that it would take to help each of us bear fruit, to develop the character of God inside of us. Why we love? We love so that we can obey and so that we can bear fruit, so that God can look at us, God the Father can look at us, and you know he doesn't just look at us from the outside and just look at our skin, our hair, our clothes, etc. He is checking much more deeply at the inside. He's paying much more attention to our character, our personality, who we are on the inside. So he's looking for fruit. Love, obedience, and fruit. Love, obedience, and fruit. Those are three of the main things being discussed in chapter 15, John chapter 15. Now let's take a look at Psalm, a book that many, many people, including many who do not profess to be followers of Christ, say that this is their favorite book in the Bible. How many of you have a favorite book in the Bible? How many of you line yourselves up, your lives up, your lifestyles up with that book that you say is your favorite book in the Bible? There's quite a bit in Psalm that if you ever take the time to really sit down and examine closely what is written in that book, for many people, it would not be there. It would no longer be their favorite book. A lot of people say the book of Psalm is my favorite Psalm. Did you know that the vast majority of the Psalms in one way or another make reference to God dealing severely, in many cases, with his enemies and with the enemies of his people? The vast majority of the book of Psalms addresses, you may not find this all the way in there from beginning to end of every single chapter, but the vast majority of the chapters in the book of Psalm address God dealing with his enemies and or with the enemies of his people. There are a whole lot of folks out there who work hard to harm some of God's people. And if they only knew what God has in plan for, has in store for them, they probably, and they began to read all of the Psalms and began to discover how frequently, how often God references his actions against his enemies, our enemies, The book of Psalms may not be their favorite book anymore. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Great peace have they who love your law. How many of you are truly ready to experience peace? Well, let me ask it this way. How many of you are really fed up with the ramifications of income inequality? How many of you are really just frustrated over how increasingly difficult it's becoming to really get ahead in life financially? And you know that you're working just as hard now as you have ever worked in your year, in your life. Some of you know that you have just a few more years before it's time for you to retire, and you're still struggling and you're stressed. Some of you may be stressed out. I mean, you are in distress because of your financial situation. Some of you have mismanaged your money, and well, consequences go with that. Some of you have done well in managing your money based on what you had coming in, and it's still not enough. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. How many of you would say that you're about due for some peace? I mean, some real peace. Peace that will last. Nothing can make them stumble. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Here's the key. Don't allow yourselves to play games, and particularly be dishonest, by trying to make yourself or God or both of you think that you have something that you don't have. Great peace. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. Did you see that connection? You love the law, you love the commands. You love the commands, you obey the statutes because you love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you.